And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Women priests voiced dismay after Latvia's Lutheran Church ruled it would no longer allow women to be ordained, putting it at odds with its counterparts in other countries. Lutheran churches in the United States, Canada, Germany, Norway and Sweden, for example, not only allow female priests, but also have appointed female leaders. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of Latvia, the ELCL Synod, which gathers every 4 years, voted on June the 3rd to amend its constitution so that only men could become priests. The decision of the Synod is very sad, said 38-year-old Xander Off, who trained for the priesthood in Latvia but moved to Germany to become ordained. Ordination was theoretically open to women before, although Archbishop Janice Vanax has refused to ordain any new women priests since she became head of the church in 1993. According to latest official figures, about a third of Latvians identify themselves as Lutherans, followed by Catholics and Orthodox. I started my studies when Archbishop Vanax had already been elected, but I hope that someday I might become a pastor, said Off, one of many women priests driven abroad. I hoped I would be in Latvia, but the last 23 years have shown that it's not possible, she told AFP, adding that the church has become more authoritarian under Vanax. The rulings does not affect the Latvian Evangelical Lutheran Church abroad, the LELCA, which is a separate organization formed during the years of Soviet occupation to keep the church alive among emigre Latvians. One congregation in Latvia's third largest city of Liepāja has already voted to leave the homegrown church and join the overseas body since the synod ruling, and others could follow. LELCA even has a female archbishop, Lauma Zuzkvega, who is based in the United States. She voiced shock at the decision and the reaction of those who supported it. Those who had wanted the resolution to pass absolutely burst out in loud applause and were shouting cheers of victory, she said. They had absolutely no regard for two others who were deeply distressed by the outcome. Various Lutheran churches in Germany and in Great Britain, as well as in the US, have expressed their grave discontent with the decision and have indicated that their own relationships with the ELCL will be re-examined. A Lutheran radio listener has requested prayers for the people of Madagascar after a grenade explosion has killed at least two people during Madagascar's National Day celebrations in the capital, Antananarivo. About 80 people were wounded in the blast at a stadium, General Anthony Rakotorison told AFP news agency. The president said it was a terrorist act and blamed it on political divergences. The situation remains fragile in the country, with supporters and opponents of the president at loggerheads. The blast happened during a free concert at the Maha Messina Stadium. A military parade had been held there earlier. It was not immediately clear who or what was behind the explosion. In a statement broadcast on national television, the president said, "Divergences in point of view may exist between us, but if the leader does not suit you, you cannot kill the population," he said. "We will never tolerate destabilization, especially because this is not only destabilization, but an act of terrorism." The election of a new president in 2013 brought fresh hope following years of political instability in Madagascar. But just 18 months into his presidency, the country's National Assembly voted to impeach him for failing to deliver on his election pledges. The bid failed, but his supporters and rivals continue fighting each other. In 2014, a grenade explosion killed a toddler and injured several other people outside the same stadium. No arrests were made in connection with that attack, and there was no claim of responsibility, AFP reported. Madagascar, one of the world's poorest countries, is slowly getting back onto its feet after a lengthy period of political instability. International donors, on which the country relies heavily, only recently turned to Madagascar after withdrawing over the 2009 political turmoil, and the economy is starting to show the first signs of recovery. A judge overruled the daughter of a devout Christian who insists her dying father would want to be resuscitated, remarking that he would surely accept death as God's will. Mr. Justice Keehan, sitting at the Court of Protection, granted doctors permission to withhold life-saving treatment from the man who has advanced dementia if his condition deteriorates. He said the 83-year-old, who can only be identified only by the initials GH, should be allowed to die with dignity, despite strong objections from the daughter, who argued that her father's view had been only God should decide when it's his time. She told the court that they were a God-fearing family and that she and her father had been caused immeasurable distress after a Do Not Resuscitate DNR notice was placed on his file at the Great Western Hospital, Swindon, Wiltshire. She explained in a witness statement placed before the court that her parents were both deeply religious and avid churchgoers. Her mother died in church 20 years ago after suffering a heart attack there, the court heard. We specifically discussed CPR because of what happened to my mother, and my dad told me that if he had a heart attack, he would want to be resuscitated, she explained. I know he would have been adamant that every effort should be taken to prolong his life, and that only God should decide when it's his time. But the court heard the woman's half-brother disagreed with her. He described their father as a very proud, strong and independent man who would not want to be kept alive in circumstances where he would feel he had no dignity. The judge ruled that cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, would be positively harmful if successful and not in the best interests of the patient. He granted a declaration to the Great Western Hospital NHS Trust that it would be lawful and in GH's best interest to withhold CPR, adding he has the right to die peacefully, with dignity, and should be permitted to do so. The judge went on, from all I know of GH and what I've read and heard about him, I've little doubt that he will accept death as God's will. The court heard that GH is suffering from health problems associated with the terminal phase of his dementia, including pneumonia, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and cerebrovascular disease, which has caused strokes. His daughter, who is his main carer, has power of attorney in matters relating to his health. She believes it's not in his best interest to completely withhold CPR and wanted it available in limited form, promoting the hospital to seek guidance from the court. The leaders of the world's Orthodox Christian churches ended a historic gathering on the Greek island of Crete on Sunday, hoping to repeat the meeting within a decade, despite a boycott by the Russian Church, the most populous in a religion of some 300 million people, and three other churches. Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I led prayers attended by the 10 Orthodox Church leaders who attended to mark the end of the week-long Holy and Great Council, the first of its kind in more than 1,200 years. Despite decades of preparation, Orthodox leaders failed ahead of the meeting to overcome differences on efforts to reconcile with the Vatican and some doctrinal issues. Patriarch Kirill of Moscow did not attend, arguing that preparation had been inadequate, and the Georgian, Bulgarian and Syria-based Antioch Patriarchates also did not take part. The proposal was made for the Holy and Great Council to become a regular institution to be convened every 7 or 10 years, the 10 church leaders said in a joint message. Kirill described the Crete meeting as a preparatory one and called for a new full meeting at a later date. It is unlikely he will accept a decision to make such meetings a permanent acting body. It is also highly unlikely the churches that did not attend will comply with any decisions taken at the meeting. The issues discussed at the meeting included the mission of the Orthodox Church in the modern world, the Orthodox diaspora, the importance of fasting, marriage, and the relations of the Orthodox Church with the rest of the Christian world. Unlike the centralized authority of the Vatican over Roman Catholics, Orthodox churches are independent, with Bartholomew considered the first among equals. The ecumenical patriarchate, based in Istanbul, in predominantly Muslim Turkey, is frequently at odds with the Russian Church, which represents over more than 100 million faithful. And finally, a hair-raising tale from Holy Trinity Church in Dartford, Kent, where a vicar's plan to prop up the walls of his centuries-old church with human hair has received a £163,000 donation to help with the renovation. The money is for Holy Trinity Church in High Street, Dartford, which dates back to Saxon times. Vicar Martin Hedward has drawn widespread national publicity as hair locks will be mixed with mortar by stonemasons, an ancient skill that normally uses horsehair, not human. But Mr. Hedward's idea will mean part of his congregation and beyond will be immortalized. Human hair enables a rendering to breathe and move with stone, a cementing quality that makes it robust and pliable. Already human hair donations are coming in jiffy bags and being stored in the vestry. It's certainly representative of our wonderful community, coming in all types of hair colour, black, blonde, brunette, red and even dyed orange, said Mr. Henwood. Latest revised estimates for the repairs are put at some 208,000 for Holy Trinity Church, recently placed on the at-risk register of Historic England. Mr. Henwood says, "Every generation from Saxon times has contributed to the life of Holy Trinity, and these donations will provide for our community to be part of this living memory for many years to come." My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.